Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men TV Bite-Size podcast. It is Friday, February 17th, and looking ahead to the weekend, looking ahead to Liverpool's game against Newcastle at St. James's Park. This might be the first Red Men TV Bite-Size podcast recorded in a hotel lobby of a major European city, and I'm away. Well, I can't say too much about it, and I'll keep an eye on the Red Men channels over the next coming weeks and months. Little teaser for you there. Yeah, I'm working on a really unique project, but yeah, so I do apologise if you hear a bit of background noise. I'm trying to be as discreet and as quiet as we can over here. Fingers crossed, easy for me to say that everything sounds all good for you guys listening along. Right then, first news of the day, quite sad news really, unfortunately. Yeah, Calvin Ramsey's undergone surgery on a knee injury. Jürgen Klopp confirmed in his pre-Newcastle press conference that it was a meniscus injury, and it looks like that's Calvin Ramsey done for the season. He's obviously arrived at Liverpool with a back injury that he wasn't even aware of. Apparently Liverpool found it in the medical. He wasn't able to train for a long time. That done him in a little bit, so he starts late, gets training, plays a couple of games, plays a few young for the under-23s, that kind of thing, gets sent off in one of those as well. And then obviously now he's had this knee injury, which he hasn't had the best start, bless him, to his Liverpool career. And it's really, really sad. Listen, he's got plenty of time ahead of him as Calvin Ramsey. He's still only a young lad, but I think the plan was just to integrate him into the squad. Maybe by next year, he would have been able to be the true understudy to Trent Alexander-Arnold, that right back. As it stands, it's still down to Joe Gomez and James Milner to do that job. Yeah, he's 19, he's got loads and loads of time ahead of him. But of course, Liverpool would have really liked him to be fit and fine. Yeah, unfortunately, it has been announced, like I say, on the LFC website, he's going to miss the rest of the season after undergoing that surgery. He won't be back until 23-24. Although Jürgen did say again that this break will be beneficial to him in the long run. Not ideal at all, but hopefully Calvin Ramsey can come back fitter and stronger. In terms of the immediate future, I don't think Calvin Ramsey was ever going to play too much over the now that we're especially without the domestic cups. But yeah, listen, it's never ideal when a player misses so much footy, because even going into next season, you know, you're thinking back up right back role, well, he's got a long way to go. You know, he's missing a lot of time, he's missing pretty much an entire season now considering the two injuries he's had, so that's far from ideal. But yeah, best wishes go to Calvin Ramsey on his recovery, and fingers crossed he comes back in the pre-season, gets himself fit and fired, and then does make himself a viable option for that right-back role, even when Trent Alexander-Arnold can't play, needs a rest, etc, etc. I spoke briefly about Jürgen's press conference there. To be honest, it wasn't the most informative press conference ever, although you can go and judge that for yourselves. On this very podcast feed, the press conference audio will be there for you, so go and, you know, check it out for yourselves. There's a few nice little tidbits in there, but in terms of ahead of this week's game, Jürgen's pretty much said it's the same squad, so no Konate yet, no Diaz, obviously now no Calvin Ramsey as well, but the same group of players are available for selection. The only thing that he did mention, which is obviously a massive news for Liverpool, is that Virgil van Dijk's fit enough to start. Obviously he was on the bench against Everton. He's now fit and fully available. If Liverpool want to start him at Newcastle, which I'm pretty certain he would like to do, then Jürgen's got that option. So yeah, Virgil van Dijk should be in Liverpool's team when it's announced that, 4:30 UK time on Saturday evening ahead of that big game at St. James's Park. So great to have Virgil fit and fired, and I think they're going to be a bit more circumspect with Jota and Firmino. I'd expect both of those guys to be on the bench and be eased back in. Jürgen did say it was great for Jota to get those 15, 20 minutes under his belt, but it feels like he's a cup still a little bit away from being able to start and playing 90 minutes. But yeah, same squad. Obviously, the big caveat is obviously that Jürgen is able to pick Virgil van Dijk, which I'm sure he will do. Moving on then, Newcastle obviously had their own press conference. Eddie Howe spoke ahead of the game at St James's Park. Newcastle have been in a little bit of iffy form themselves. A couple of suspensions, a couple of injuries. They are going to be missing Bruno. He is still suspended. He's serving the last of his three-game ban. He'll be back for the League Cup final in a week, couple of weeks' time against Manchester United, but he will miss this game, which in terms of Liverpool point of view, that's good news. He's a very, very good player. Newcastle have been without a few, like I just said. Well, Eddie Howe was asked to give a little bit of an update. Let's start with, from a Newcastle point of view, maybe not from a Liverpool point of view, the positive. So there were doubts about Miguel Almiron and Alan Saint-Maximin. Both of them picked up injuries in the last game, but Eddie Howe confirmed they've been training for a few days now and they are fit, ready to go. Miguel Almiron is probably having the best season of his career, especially at Newcastle, so he's going to be a dangerous threat. Saint-Maximin's always dangerous. He's provided a threat against Liverpool in the past, so yeah, I'm guessing those two lads are going to start on either flank. Andy Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold are going to have the work cut out, as are Liverpool centre-halves, whoever plays there. So yeah, that's a good news for Newcastle, maybe not. So for Liverpool, there are doubts about two other players, both of whom have scored goals against Liverpool in the not-too-recent past. Joe Willock is the one who looks most unlikely to play. The centre midfielder is struggling with what I think it was a hamstring injury, but he's a major doubt, and Eddie Howe said he's unlikely to play. Obviously there's a couple of days to go. There's training sessions for Newcastle today and a little bit of tomorrow, but it looks like Joe Willock, centre midfielder, won't be available. More touch and go, and is Callum Wilson again. He's had an injury hit career early. Callum Wilson, when he plays for Newcastle, he's always scored goals. He's obviously an England international as well, but he is a doubt, but Eddie Howe says he's got a chance. They're going to see how he reacts. There's still, like I say, a little bit of time to go, but either way, I can't imagine him starting. So it does look like if he's available, he'll probably be on the bench. But yeah, the news from the Newcastle camp then is Almiron's in, Saint-Maximin's in, Joe Willock is almost certainly out, and Callum Wilson is a major doubt. And if he does play, he's probably going to start on the substitute bench. So that's how Newcastle are lining up ahead of that big game tomorrow. And of course, Bruno suspended as well for them, worth bearing in mind. Looking a little bit ahead.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Real Madrid on horizon. Yeah, we don't want to look past too far past Newcastle, but obviously a massive game against Real Madrid in the Champions League on Tuesday at Anfield. Two major stars for Madrid are currently doubts with injury. Both of them look likely to miss this weekend's game, and there's a chance that they're both unavailable for Tuesday as well. So yeah, Real Madrid's Karim Benzema and Real Madrid's Toni Kroos both look like they are major doubts for the clash against Osasuna, which is Saturday evening. It looks like they're both going to miss that one, and there's a doubt about them ahead of the game against Liverpool on Tuesday night. Obviously, you know, the Ballon's all winning Callum Benzema, Tony Kroos, who's had really good games against us in the past. So it looks like those two are, but they're almost certainly not going to play against Osasuna, and it looks like they are touch and go for the game as Tuesday. Now, Tony Kroos is a stomach bugging illness, so we'll see how he gets on. We'll find out how it goes. The difference, Thibaut Courtois, who's been struggling with an injury, he looks like he is going to be fine. He'll be back for that game as well. And we all know what happened the last time Thibaut Courtois played against Liverpool in the Champions League final. He was absolutely unbelievable, so they're going to get him back. But it does look like Kroos, depends how he recovers from his illness. Callum Benzema, who knows as well. But yeah, it's interesting times looking ahead to that one. We'll know more about that near the game, of course. But it definitely was worth keeping a touch on because, yeah, two massive, massive stars for those two. He said Tony Kroos has been suffering from flu. Callum Benzema is fatigue. Now, again, they're expected to be okay for Anfield, but whether that means okay to start or okay to only be on the bench, time will tell. But yeah, just worth noting, you're not going to get a Tony Kroos and Karim Benzema coming off a couple of games. So yeah, those two are unlikely to play against Osasuna. In fact, Carlo Ancelotti's pretty much confirmed that those two aren't going to play. And then we'll see how they shape up. Obviously, when they fly over to the UK, they'll be assessed Monday and see how they are. But yeah, just thought that was worth keeping a little note on ahead of Tuesday's game. Of course, we'll have even more build-up to that on the day itself. We'll find out more Monday, Tuesday. But yeah, just thought it was worth noting that they're not going to play this weekend. So if anyone's going to do a little bit of scouting, you're not going to see much of Karim Benzema or Tony Kroos. They're not going to play against Osasuna. Right, then I'll start wrapping that one up there. Just want to let you guys know what's happening on Red Men this week. So the week that we just had, we had some amazing content out. The Bias Football podcast on Red Men Plus, where we went deep into them. Pep Guardiola, Manchester City and Arsenal. A little bit on refs as well, VAR, because it's been a bit of a shambles already. I spoke to Neil Jones on JNO Insight. We spoke about Mason Mount and Ruben Neves. Could they be genuine targets for Liverpool this summer? It looks like Mason Mount probably is. Ruben Neves, not so sure. But yeah, if you go and check out JNO Insight, you'll find out way, way more on that one. Red Men Uncensored with two Olympians, Anthony Fowler and Bianca Cook. Yeah, two scousers who have represented our city and our country at the Olympics. They were both in for the Thursday night pint. That's available on YouTube right now if you want to go and check that out, where Paul asked everybody to rank Jürgen Klopp's most important Liverpool wins. He's had 250 of them as the Reds boss. That's available on YouTube. And yet the guys stayed around for Uncensored, where they went a little bit deeper into like the mentality of what it's like to be an Olympian and loads more. Really do recommend that you go and check that out. In terms of mentioned before, obviously the Newcastle game itself, we will be live on YouTube. It will be Paul, Chris and Dan for the build-up show. That will go live about, well, kickoff's 5:30. Team news gets announced at 4:30. So the guys will be available from 4:15 live reacting to that team news. So make sure you're involved. And then at 5:15 UK time, they'll be available for the watch along as well. So if you're watching at home, you're not in the stadium or you're going out to watch it, you can put the game on your TV, press mute, sync up with the watch along, and the lads will guide you through it every step of the way. You can interact as well. So if you're a Liverpool fan who sometimes watches the games by yourself and you want to interact with fellow Reds in the live chat and with the guys in the studio, do check out the watch along on the YouTube channel. And then afterwards there'll be loads of post-match stuff as well. The fan interactive show, again, you guys can get involved. That usually goes live about 15-20 minutes after kickoff. With Paul Machen, he'll have you covered. Get involved. You'll say use the chat, get on the rankings, the player rankings and all that kind of stuff. And then later on, it'll be Chris and Dan on Red Men Plus with the instant match reaction. So yeah, that's it from us. Loads and loads to get yourselves into. So yeah, check out the free stuff on your podcast apps or on YouTube. Like I say, the press conference is unavailable on both, and then go over to Red Men Plus and check that out as well. I'm sure you will love it. From as little as £5 a month, so what, £1.25 a week, you get about maybe like 10 hours worth of extra Liverpool content, both in video and podcast form. So I'm sure you'll enjoy that one. Enjoy your weekends. Hopefully enjoy the Newcastle game. I've got to catch a flight back from a major European city, so I'm going to shoot. See you all soon. Take care.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.